and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The number of women-owned businesses continues to grow in our state, and as a result, more resources to help female entrepreneurs are being created, including two new women's business centers in South Carolina. Angela Brewer is a women's business representative with the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Angela, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you give us the background here on the two new centers being created? And we already had one women's business center in the state, right?
Yes, we had one in Charleston that went away 2016, 2017. So this is the first time we've actually had two in the state that I know of. We have one that's located on the campus of Benedict College and one that's in community work in Greenville. So in February of this year, Women Business Center team came down from headquarters. They did a meeting here in Columbia, and they did one in Charleston, and they had countless number of women centers that submitted grant forms for the Women Business Center, but Benedict College and Community Work were the ones that won the grant.
All right, and so tell us a little bit more about these two locations.
Benedict College, which is here in Columbia, they will be able to assist women or small business owners throughout the state. It's one of the three HBCUs in the country that has a women business center. Mississippi just opened one, but Benedict College is the only one here in the state of South Carolina. Community Work Bank is new to the program also. So although they're housed here in Columbia and in Greenville, they will cover the entire state. So they will travel and be available to anyone that's in the state.
Can you go into a little more detail on the specific types of services that each of these new locations will be able to provide to women business owners?
Both of the WBCs will be responsible, be able to provide startup. Now, with the pivoting going on with the state of the world right now, a lot of women who had jobs now are starting their own business. So a lot of business counseling, startup business counseling is being done. And that's great because we get a lot of calls and we'll direct them to the WBC now because they can do one-on-one counseling, whereas we do more marketing the SBA programs. But they'll be able to get counseling on how to start a business, on their financials, how to write business plan. And once they get their business plan together, they can also assist them with which banks are actually doing business loan, because it's hard for a lot of startups to get small business loans. So with the assistance, especially with one being at a bank, they can assist them with getting business loan after they get their business plan together. And they can also help with federal contracting. We have a lot of small businesses who are new to federal contracting world, and we have, in collaboration with the SBDC, they're working with the WBC, that we'll be working with them and with SBA. We're getting more small business acclimated to doing federal contracting. So they will learn how to register with SAM. System for Award Management is the federal website or federal system that any small business who want to do work with the federal government have to be registered with in order to do business. So in order to get into federal contracting, you have to be registered in SAM. And they will be able to assist small business because SAM is not something you can do like when you make a check here or there. SAM takes 2 to 3 hours, and sometimes people still call needing assistance. So they'll be able to sit down with small businesses to assist them, getting them registered and certified to do work with the federal government. And I don't know if you've heard of the 8A program, which is a program that is managed by the SBA, but now the Woman-Owned Small Business program will be managed the same way, whereas they can get sole source contracts where they can go through a contracting officer, go to a federal agency, and go directly without being competed. So that's a new program that WBC would also be able to assist small businesses with.
Now, can you share with us what the actual definition is for your purposes of what a woman-owned business is?
Yes, with the federal government, in order to be considered a woman-owned small business, the female in the business must at least own 51% controlling interest in that business. Not just on paper, they must be able to make any calls, make any decision in regard to the business. There's a certification process that you must go through in order to be considered a woman-owned small business on the federal side. And you have to be small. Under the federal guidelines, as a woman-owned small business in the construction field, your 5-year net worth cannot exceed $39.5 million. And we all think that's not small, but according to the federal government, that's small.
Angela, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome.
Angela Brewer is a women's business representative with the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration. We will have a link to her office as well as to each of the two new women's business centers in South Carolina posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.